Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening to each and everyone. This is Apostle Willie Ann Miller. Well, I'm glad to tune in today, and I trust that everyone had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I don't know about you, I thank and praise the Lord for the grace, as the old saints used to say, to cross over into 2024. And I just thank and praise the Lord for this day, and truly this is the day that the Lord have made. And I've been hearing a lot of people saying that this is the word that God gave me for 2024. Well, I'm not here today to dispute none of that, but I'm just going to give you what the Lord told me. And I don't know about you, but as born-again believers, we supposed to be getting results. Well, we not supposed to just to live a person. If we really are born-again believers, and if we applying the word of God and being doers of the word, his certain results that we supposed to get. We supposed to be receiving and seeing the manifestation and the fulfillment of God's word. Yes, we supposed to be receiving that. And if we not seeing and experiencing what Jesus said that through his redemption work that we supposed to be having, then we need to really examine the word. You know, I found out with me, a lot of time, I try to examine myself by the word, because the Bible tells us that a spiritual person judges himself according to the word. And when I came into the knowledge, that by living abundant life, is certain things that God would do for me. And, you know, when I start studying and meditating on John 10:10, it said the thief come but to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Well, I started meditating and doing some research on that, because I wanted to know what did the abundant life consist of. And I found out the abundant life don't only consist of me spending eternity with the Father, but here on this earth, here were certain things like prosperity, divine health, peace and joy. You know, these was a victory, being a conqueror. And I found out it was certain things that after I be born again that I would experience while I'm on this earth. Well, I went through a time period in my life that I wasn't experiencing it, you know. And because of that, it frustrated me and aggravated me. Now, I'm talking about me. I ain't talking about you. But I might be talking about you, because we, even though we living in the last of the last days, I truly believe that, even though that the Bible say that in the time, in the last day, many are going to depart from the faith, they're going to heed to doctrine and teaching of the devil, that still don't dismiss. If you truly been born again, if you truly not accept Jesus, your Lord and Savior, you supposed to be experiencing the abundant life with more joy, more fulfillment, walking in divine health, you know. Now, you can go to Deuteronomy, you know. Now, a lot of people say we're not up under the old covenant. God still is requiring us to walk in holiness. I want you to hear me good. God still will for us to live a separated life from the world. You know, when you talk about being delivered from the old covenant, he talking about the laws, the sacrifice laws. You know, when they had to sacrifice the bull, certain animals and things. No, we don't have to live by that. But God is still required his people to live a holy life. That don't mean that you got to wear long sleeves all the time. You can't wear makeup and your dress got to be always to your knees. But it's still holiness begins in our heart. You know, the Bible tells us sin is in your heart. The Bible tells us it ain't what go in a man, nor is it what come out of man, but it's a sin come forth. Evil thoughts and adultery, that is in your heart. So there too, again, when you get a new heart, you suppose things will change in your life. But there too, again, the point I'm making is, if I had, you know, and maybe right now my subject would be, our youth was, is you receiving all that Jesus paid for? Are you experiencing the abundant life that Jesus paid for? You know, because, you know, I used to, right after I got saved, because I used to do it before I got saved, I used to have this, they call the New Year resolution. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this. I would make those New Year's resolutions, but guess what? Before the week was out, the first week of New Year, I wasn't fulfilling nothing. It was just, but I found out in everything that we do, the Bible said we had to acknowledge the Lord in everything that we do, and that way he would direct our path. So my thought is today, in 2024, I hope you have asked yourself this question. Not because 2024 done came in, but since you have believed, I'm reminded and asked, they asked the question, since you believe, have you received the Holy Ghost? And at that time, the Holy Ghost had presented himself and came on the earth, but some, even since they had believed, they had as yet received the Holy Ghost. And we have some people today, they've been saved for numbers, maybe the most, maybe 30, 40, 50 years, and some still haven't received the Holy Ghost. Because the Bible tells us that one of the signs that you have been filled with the Holy Ghost, you will speak in other tongue as the Spirit give utterance. And some people have been born again for a long time, and they still haven't experienced seen the manifestation of what God's word say. Come on, somebody. I'm going somewhere with this. Because it's just like on a job. If you go on a job and they tell you that they're going to pay you $10 an hour, and from what I remember when I was on a full-time job, they would hold a check in a whole week. You would have to work a whole week before you get a check. So the first week you receive the check. The second week you receive the check. And now, if you're a person that you know is up on what people say or what somebody promised you, you will look at that. And when I got my check, based upon what they said, they will be the wages I would be receiving an hour, I added up to make sure, come on somebody, that they weren't shortchanging me. Okay? Well, now that's in the natural. But, you know, I find out a lot of times when people come to the Lord, I ain't saying all of them, but some, they don't think about that. And you got some do, because some, there's the way I was saved and I did this and I did this and I didn't receive what the Bible say. I found out in my personal life, because I've been down that road too. Some of you that have listened to me on the broadcast, you have probably heard me say numbers of times. When I first got saved, my number one question was, God, why in my little circle, in my surrounding, why I don't see this word, this what you say in this word being manifest? And the Holy Spirit, the Father answered me back, and he said, because of unbelief. And when he said that right there, as the old folks say, it throwed me for a loop, because to my understanding, I believe everybody that went to church, they believed God. They believed in what the Bible say. I did in the beginning. But I found out as I continued to walk with the Lord, that was not true. I found out just because people gather in the house of the Lord, that don't mean that they believe what is said. Come on, somebody. But anyway, let me pray so we can get into this. And like I said, I'm going to have a subject. And unless the Lord changed to do something that we're going to be talking about all year, have you or are you receiving everything that Jesus paid for? And we're going to kind of address it. If you haven't received, we're going to find out why you haven't received it or why you not seeing the manifestation. And there, too, again, it's not God's fault. It's not God's fault. We have a lot of people in the body of Christ. They get frustrated. They get aggravated with the Lord. And then they do what in Hebrews, he said, don't cast away your confidence. I was talking to someone early, and they had been believing God for something, and the manifestation had showed up. And I was sharing with them, I said, well, you know, I find a lot of time, a lot of saints have a problem in waiting on the Lord. The Bible said, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. The Bible tells us in Isaiah, when we wait on him, God will renew our strength. A lot of time when we are waiting on the manifestation of God, we have to be of good courage. In other words, we have to have a blessing assurance, or we need to know that God is not a man that he will lie, nor the son of man that he'll repent. If God spoke it, God would bring it to pass. God told Jeremiah, I haste to perform my word. In another translation, he said, I watch over my word to perform it. Now, you know, so there too, again, when I first got saved, it was in my mind, and even to this day, God, you said it, I want to see it and experience the manifestation. Now, I found out that I don't need the abundant life when I go to heaven. I found out I don't need to walk in authority. I don't have to have dominion when I get to heaven. I don't need to walk in divine health when I get to heaven. I don't need to be able to triumph over my enemy when I get to heaven. That is something that I need right now in here. Okay? So there too, again, as I stated, when I inquired the Lord, why, he revealed to me. And then the Holy Spirit began to take me through the scriptures. He started me out at Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. That was one of the first things he started me. And then the next thing, he took me to Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, and the 19th verse. And then from there, he took me to Psalms 32. By he would instruct me and teach me in the way that I should go. He would guide me with his own eyes. Where in Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, in the 19th verse, it said, I set before you blessing and cursing, life and death. Choose life that you and your seed may live. And when I read in Deuteronomy, the first 15 verses, it talked to me about the blessing of God, but it was conditional. Now I know that God deal with everybody on the level of where they faith at or where they at. But listen, God promise is still the same. If God promised me eternal life, well, God promised you eternal life. If God promised you divine health, he promised me divine health. If God promised me that he'll provide for me, where he promised you the same thing. And like I said earlier, when I was talking to someone, they had been believing the Lord for about 5 years for something, and they hadn't yet seen the manifestation. And before this conversation today, we had one, and I told them, they said, well, I went by the rules of the world, the way you do it. And I said, who is to say that God might put somebody in your life or change something so you can reap what he promised you? You see, I found out God have 1,000 to 1,000,000 ways of doing something. And a lot of time I find out as a born-again believer, We said we believe and we trust what God say, but it's the old saints use this terminology. In the back of our mind, we trying to figure out how God gonna do it. Now, I don't know about you. I used to have a bad problem. I had a problem with trying to figure out how in the when that God was gonna answer my prayer. And I found out all that did for me was open the door for anxiety, doubt, and unbelief. Now, and I don't believe nobody exempted from doubt and unbelief, you know. So there too, again, like I said, we're going to talk about have you received or have you been experienced the abundant life that Jesus paid for? Well, let me go on and pray before I get in these scriptures. Father, it's in Jesus' name. We want to thank you, Father, for 2024. We thank you. We bless you, Father. I thank you for Apostle Armstrong. And, Father, I just thank you, as is your will, for this broadcast to continue. We bind the adversary that will come to try to interfere. And, Father, I thank you for giving Apostle Armstrong the knowledge and the understanding and the wisdom and how you would have him to continue with this broadcast. I even pray for those that would be tuning in. I pray, Father, that the Holy Spirit will bring enlightenment and understanding to those that would tune into the broadcast. I decree power and demonstration would be manifest through those that tune in and hear your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let's go. My foundation scripture is St. John 10:10. I think everybody know that one. That is a familiar passage of scripture, but that is our scripture, St. John 10:10. Now, there too again, as I stated, whatever God said in his word, I went through a time period when I first got saved, I wrestled with a lot of doubt and a lot of unbelief. And as I continued to seek out God's word and study his word and meditate, and after doing what his word say, I found out. Now listen, you know, the Bible tells us that God is a God of integrity. Now I found out just because the word said that, that don't mean a lot of time we believe and trust that. Ah, come on, somebody. Now, come on, y'all. Might as well get with me because I know what I'm talking about. Just because it is written, and I found out a lot of time until certain experience took place in my life, what was written, I did not trust it. Oh, come on. I found out it's a difference between believing and trusting God. Amen, somebody. Amen, 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 amen. God is a good God. Yes, I'm turning the pages. That's Prophet Miller face. I like to show you in the word because I don't want you just to take what I say. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. You need to know what is written because your faith and my faith have to be built upon what is written. Mm-hmm. You just don't go back with so-and-so said. You need to know what God say in his word. Am I right about it? Am I right about it? You need to know what God say in his word because God in his word is one. Come on, somebody. God in his word is one. And God is the God of integrity. If he said it, come on, somebody. If God said it, he would do it. And in Titus, the first chapter, in the second verse, it said, in the hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. God cannot lie. Isaiah picked it up and he said, God watch over his word to perform it. So there too again, but I want us, we talking about, have you received the abundant life since you believed. That right there, that right there. Now you, I want you to just, it's the old saying said, just let that marinate a little bit. Just, because I'm telling you, this, it is so important. I need to get my Amplify. Yeah, you know, because it's something to think about. Because a lot of times, if we not experiencing what was promised to us, it can bring frustration. Come on, somebody. It can, and I promise you, we got a lot of saints, and they are frustrated and aggravated if they just tell the truth. If they just come clean, as the old saints say, if they just come clean with they say, if they'll tell you, yeah, I'm not experiencing this, I'm not experiencing that. Okay, we're going to look at Titus, the first chapter. And in that second verse, it's the rest in the hope of eternal life, which the ever true for God, who cannot deceive, promised before the world or the age of time began. And it's certain things God ain't just only he promised us eternal life, but he have promised us abundant life. Now, we're going to go to St. John, the 10th chapter. I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Bible. And like I said, that's my foundation scripture. We're going to start this year off with that scripture, John 10 and 10. John 10 and 10. It said, the thief cometh only in order to steal and kill and to destroy. I came. Now, Jesus had a purpose for coming on this earth. And one, and the number one was to restore unto man what the devil stole. The first thing that the devil stole from humanity was our relationship with our Creator. That's the first thing he stole. When Adam yielded over and disobeyed God, that stopped, that came between a relationship and mankind. So God always wanted to communicate with man on a one-to-one. He always wanted to have a relationship. And I listen to a lot of people, and I tell people from my own personal experience that first thing first, once you get born again, God want to have a relationship with you. Yes, he want to have a relationship. He want to be able to communicate, to fellowship with you. He wants you to spend time with him. So many times, a lot of people get misled, and rightly divide what I'm finna say now. I believe in you having a relationship with your leaders, but your first relationship is supposed to be with you and the Creator. I consider a wise leader when they teach you how to develop a relationship with your Creator. But I don't think you're a wise leader if you trying to have people to develop a relationship with you before they develop one with God. That's why a lot of times people can get misled. In Hosea 4:6, if you read that whole fourth chapter, even the first, his first start dealing with, those priests was not teaching the people how to operate or how to communicate or how to obey the laws and commandments of God. Those priests at that time, they were drawing the people to themselves and not to God. And by them doing that, they were causing the people to rebel and disobey the commandments of God. But God blamed it on the leaders, because now at that time, knowledge was given of God, but the people, you know, they did not walk in it like they supposed to, based upon how the priests at that time were leading them. And I'm telling you, the Bible tells us, I think it's in Proverbs, the 11th chapter, in the ninth verse, Proverbs 11 chapter, in the ninth verse, it says, "An hypocrite with his mouth destroy his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered." Through knowledge. Through knowledge shall the just be delivered. And you need that knowledge of God. And I'm telling you, if you don't know what God say about you, even when it comes down to the redemption work, if you don't have knowledge of the redemption work of what Christ came to do, you going to be lacking some things in your relationship in the spirit as well as the natural. I want you to hear me. Okay? So now I wanted you to see that because as I stated again, you know, since you believe it's certain things supposed to be taking place in your life. Okay? Like I said, I'm reading from the Amplify. I'm reading from the Amplify. I'm reading from the Amplify. He said, "The thief come only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full, tent it overflowing." Now, listen, he telling us what he came. He telling us he want us to enjoy life. Now, some people might say, "Now, Prophet Miller, how in the world, based upon what's happening in the world in this hour and in this time, how in the world can somebody, I can hear somebody saying it now, how in the world can, it, you know, you hear me talk a lot. I talk like the old saints because I was groomed through the old saints, and so I took on some of their words, you know, some of the words they say. But there, too, again, I can hear some. How can you say in the hour and the time that we living in, when the economy, prices done went sky high, this going on and this going on, how can you say that we can enjoy life and we can enjoy it to the fullness? Yes. We can. Hear me. Jesus came, and he told us why he came. He said the thief come to destroy, but Jesus came to give life and give it in its abundance. But there, too, again, even with that, hear me good, is conditional. I want you to hear me. It's conditional. And see, I think a lot of times we miss out on when you study the laws and the principles of God, they and the promise of God, they are conditioned. They just not going to automatically happen. And a lot of times people have that mindset, well, when I get saved, God just going to do this. It's going to automatically happen. That is not true. Even after we receive the Holy Spirit, well, some said the Holy Spirit, some said the Holy Ghost, they the self same person. I'm not going to get in no debate about that. But once we receive the Holy Spirit, the Bible tells us in the Gospel of John that the Holy Spirit is our helper. In other words, the Holy Spirit is not going to do everything. The Holy Spirit is not going to make you and I do anything. If you're not a student of God's word, the Holy Spirit ain't going to make you sit down and read the word of God. You know, it amazed me and when the Holy Spirit, I got saved, and a lot of time I referred to how the Holy Spirit led me, not saying he's going to lead you the same way. Don't do that. I don't even want to let your mind go there. But I find as the Holy Spirit led me, you know, he let me know that I needed to read his word. And when I would get in the Bible and start reading, a lot of things that I heard about the Lord, it wasn't so. Well, I didn't blame my ancestors because you can only give people what you know. You can't give somebody something you didn't know. But once I started getting in the word and started seeking out the word, I started finding out things about God that what people said, it wasn't so. But I also found out that it was conditional, that I had my part to play, and the Trinity had its part to play. I find out the Holy Spirit is not going to do what he told me to do, okay? But I want to make sure that you know this, that it's conditional. Now, and that, well, like I said, my foundation scripture, he said, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Now, if you continue to read, you'll find out some things that Jesus was telling them. You know, he was telling them about he was the good shepherd and how, you know, where I dropped down to the 17th verse. He said, therefore doeth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man take it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down and I have power to take it up. This commandment have I received of my Father. And there too, even as Jesus was even sharing with the people at that time, his purpose on this earth. Some of them got offended with Jesus. I was reading earlier before we went on air how Stephen was sharing with the people how the people had rejected Jesus, and he took them back to the children of Israel, how they rejected the commandments of the instruction that God gave Moses, and how a lot of them didn't go in the promised land. And, you know, we still have people that do that today. They still want to reject what the word say. But I'm here to tell you, if you is a born-again believer and you is not a heaven experience, what the abundant life, it's not God's fault. It's not your leader's fault. If you are in a church and have a leader, it is not the devil's fault. Now, you know, we by nature, we want to blame this one and blame that one. No, it's your fault. The Bible said, let every man work out his soul salvation with fear and trembling. Well, now, I showed you in Proverbs where he said, by the just shall be delivered by knowledge. Okay? Well, just he to my those in right standing with God, those don't accept Jesus, they Lord and Savior. I showed you what in John 10:10 that he said, the thief come but to steal, kill, and to destroy, but I came that you may have life, have it. And that in one translation it said more abundantly. Okay, now I'm going to take you to another scripture. And like I said, we're going to be talking about this because when I first got saved and I wasn't experiencing what the words say, I went through a time period, like I said, I got frustrated. I got aggravated. And I was an easy prey to enemy because I was having these thoughts. And some people now, I have heard some people say this, I should have stayed a sinner. At least when I was a sinner, I didn't have to deal with this and things were more better. The enemy will have you when you dealing with lack of knowledge, or better yet, no knowledge of what God's word say about you. It's easy to do that. You see, when we don't have knowledge of something, and we know that we kind of sense that it's something better, or it should be better, that can bring discouragement, that can frustrate you. But I'm a witness, when you really get in the word of God, find out the laws and the principles of God and your part to play, you will find out you what your faith will cause you to overcome. The Bible tells us, who is he that overcome? He that believed that Jesus was. My faith, my confidence in what the words say about Jesus caused me to be a conqueror. It caused me to overcome. The Bible said, Isaiah, he who keepeth his mind on me, I keep him in perfect peace. Okay, now, let's go to 2 Peter. Let's go. We're going to 2 Peter. 2 Peter, the first chapter. I want you to see this because, like I said, we're talking about, are you experiencing the abundant life? I might even, in the next time, I might even get in that a little bit more. That let you know what belongs to you as a newborn believer, you know, the things that we should be experiencing. But the one thing you need to know, if you don't have the knowledge, don't allow the spirit of discouragement to creep in. We got some people that were saved in 2023. They not saved in 2024. And I guarantee you, it's based upon lack of knowledge. Amen. Okay, let's go. I said 2 Peter. If you have your Bible, go with me to 2 Peter. Okay? We going to 2 Peter. 2 Peter. And go to 2 Peter. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. How about you? Okay, in 2 Peter, 2 Peter, we're going to start at that third verse. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Listen, through what? Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Now that's condition. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. And that's why I'm telling you, knowledge is so important. Don't let nobody tell you, you know, Before I really got in the Word, I used to pray, and my prayers were not based upon the promise of God that I know. I normally used to put your eyes on, but it was based upon what somebody else said about God. That's what my prayer was based upon. My prayer was not based upon what was written, but it was based upon what somebody told me, and I found out because of that. Sometime more or less, I would be left frustrated and I would aggravated because I would be praying, and when I didn't get the results, I said, now something wrong with this picture. But God, you said, and I would get offended with God. God, you said it. Grandma said you said it. No, I didn't at that time, I didn't know how to go in the scriptures and find out. I didn't know that my prayer supposed to be based upon a God answered prayer based upon what is written. Amen. Okay. Now, what I'm gonna do, we're gonna go to 2 Peter, that same verse, because like I said, I'm in the Amplified in the King James Version. And I know sometimes people No, you need to put your eyes on it, because I'm telling you, you need to know what God says about the abundant life. Then you need to know how do you go about receiving or seeing the manifestation and experiencing the abundant life. Now, somebody said, that message you teaching, honey, I love to say, yeah, but I'm sure you still, there's still errors in your life as well as mine that I haven't as yet seen or receive what the Bible say that belong to me. Because, see, you know, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but see, when I got saved, I was led to believe when you get saved, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Nobody in the beginning when I got saved told me about the adversary, that I had an enemy. So that wasn't even in my mind. I get saved and everything just gonna go. But then when things wasn't going that way, here come discouragement, here come disappointment, and then I start mumbling and complaining. And I hear it all the time in people. I sometimes they want to mummy complain. Well, I done did this and I done did this, and ain't nothing happened. Well, listen, let me tell you, it's not on God, it's on you. That's why it's so important. You need to read the Word more than you talking about your problems. Okay, I'm in 2 Peter in the first, and I'm reading that second verse. I'm going to read the first and the second verse. I'm taking my time. Okay? It says, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle, special messenger of Jesus Christ, to those who have received, obtained an equal privilege of like precious faith with ourselves in and through the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. May grace God's favor and peace, which is perfect well-being, all necessary good, all spiritual prosperity and freedom from fear and agitation, passion and moral conflict be multiplied to you in the full, personal, precise, and correct knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. I'm telling you, this is so important because, like I said, you know, when I first got my automobile, and, you know, I have an Audi, an A6. When I first got it, now, the manual wasn't in there. We have to go online. Now, that's great because most of my automobiles I purchased, it come with a manual. But in my Audi, it wasn't no manual. They said, you have to go online. Well, now, guess what? If I didn't go online, I wouldn't know how to work it, even though it had certain features in it. But if I did not know how to tap into it, I won't experience. And I'm telling you, we got a lot of people that have been saved for numbers of years. They still haven't ish yet tapped in to everything that Jesus purchased for them. Now, I know what the enemy did. Well, you know, some things you ain't going to experience. And some things, listen, for the most of it, when he said abundant life, if you ain't experiencing the joy, the peace, the provision, and walking in divine health, you need to be getting in this word and finding out why, because God is not a liar. And then the Bible tells us that we need to ask that our joy may be fulfilled. And like I said, the promise of God, yes, the promise of God, all of God promised, yes and amen. God promise is conditional. You can't go out here and live any kind of way. And the first thing that going to hinder your prayer and my prayer, if we walking around with offenses, unforgiveness, bitterness, and resentment in our heart. And so many times people try to overlook that. He ain't going to bless you anyhow. You ain't going to experience the abundant life anyhow, people. Okay. Now, like I said, I'm reading this from the Amplified. The second verse, he said, may grace, and that's what I just read. I'm going to read it again because I want you to understand. He said, may grace, God's favor and peace, which is perfect well-being, all necessary good and all spiritual prosperity and freedom from fear and agitation, passion and moral conflict be multiplied to you in the full, look, the full personal, precise, and correct knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Now, in the King James, it said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Now, that third verse, according as his divine power have given, listen, according as his divine power have given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. How? He said, now, God divine power giving us all things pertaining to life, unto life and godliness. But look at the next part. Through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory in virtue. Now you see that? And see, there too again, I'm telling you, I've been reading a lot, and I want to share something. I've been reading a lot in Psalms and Proverbs, and it done took me back and showing me how, and it was talking about knowledge. It was talking about knowledge in Proverbs, the 24th chapter. And that's why I said knowledge is so important when it comes down to experience that abundant life. In Proverbs 24, it said, in that fourth verse from the King James, it said, by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pledge of riches. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increase in strength. Listen, a wise man is strong. But how is a wise man strong? Yet a man of knowledge increase strength. Then I'm going to drop down to the 10th verse. It said, if thy faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Why? When you faint in the day of adversity, when you allow yourself to, when you, and you experience a discouragement, disappointment, it's a lack of knowledge. Because it says, a man of knowledge increase strength. But that means if you a man of lack of knowledge, in the day of adversity, your strength is going to be small. See, that's why I said, my foundation scripture is John 10:10, and we went to Titus, the first chapter, that God don't lie. Then, and I showed you, and like I said, I want to show you the importance of knowledge, the knowledge of getting in this word. Don't read just some of it. Read. Now, read all of it. Read all the word. Don't just read some of it. Okay? Now, look what else it say. I'm going to drop down to the 14th verse. I'm in Proverbs 24. I read verses 4. I read the 5th verse. Then I drop down to the 10th verse, and I'm going to the 14th verse. It says, so share the knowledge of wisdom, he unto thy soul. Be unto thy soul, I'm sorry. When thou have found it, into my knowledge, then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Now see, there too again, he talking about knowledge. And that's why I wanted you to see that knowledge, what knowledge do. And like I said, a lot of times, we as born-again believers, when it comes down to what God's word says, you don't know. Come on, you might as well get with me. You might as well get with me because I'm in the word. I'm in the word. You we get offended with God, but it's not God's problem. Or better yet, it's not God's problem. I'm sorry. But it's not. It's our fault. It's not God's fault. Because like I said, when we do what the word say, come on, somebody. That's the point I want to show you. When we do what the word of God say, we will experience what God say. We'll see the manifestation. Come on, somebody. Are you with me? But I wanted you to see that because, like I said, there too again, it based upon we doing what the word say. I mean, you could just go through the scripture and read it for yourself. Proverbs, I'm going to give you this thing. I'm going to get back to it. In Proverbs the 18th chapter. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. What do you know about the Lord? Who is the Lord? What he is to you? See, things like this we need to know. The 13th verse, he that answer matter before he hear it is a folly and shame unto him. 14th verse, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? The heart of the pure get its knowledge. Here go my word again, knowledge. The heart of the pure, the wise, the sage, get its knowledge in the ear of the wise, seek it knowledge. Now, I'm telling you, knowledge is so important. Knowledge is important. Now, for time's sake, because I got to come in. I'm going back to 2 Peter, because as I state, we're going to be working on this. Why some of us are not know why some people is not experiencing the abundant life. And like I said, don't let the enemy limit you to because of what's happening on this earth, you ain't going to be able to make it, that you being hopeless and helpless. That is not of God. God going to always take care of the righteous, but that is conditional. You see, I had to find that out. I used to declare it, and that's the scripture, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. But guess what? I can't just live in the way. I can't go around here and walk in disobedience. The Bible said, to him that know to do good and don't do it, it's a sin. If you know what the words say about your situation or how you supposed to treat people and you rebel against it, well, guess what? You ain't going to be able to see the fulfillment of that scripture, even though the greater one in us. Listen, we can grieve the Holy Spirit, saints. Yes, we can. We can grieve the Holy Spirit. David found that out when he committed adultery with Bathsheba. He found that we can grieve the Lord, okay? I got to come in. I got four more minutes. But I was reading it from the King James Version. I'm going to the third verse in the King James Version, 2 Peter, the first chapter, and the third verse. It's according as his divine power have given unto us all things pertaining unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue. Look at the fourth verse. I'm going to close with the fourth verse. He said, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promise, plural, that by these, by the promise, ye might be partakers of divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. There too again, he's talking about knowledge. You need to know something, okay? In Amplify, he's the for his divine, I'm sorry, I'm at the fourth verse, in 2 Peter 1 and 4. By means of these, he have bestowed on us his precious and exceedingly great promise, so that through them you may escape by flight from the marred decay, rottenness and corruption that is in the world because of the covetousness, the lust and greed, and become sharers, partakers of his divine nature. When we know what God's words say, get a knowledge, and we begin to operate in it, put it into practice, he's going to cause us to escape a lot of stuff on this earth. I want you to hear me. We'll be able to experience the peace of God. Come on now. That's why I wanted you to see this, okay? Well, I got a little bit more time. Come on, Ann. Okay, look at the fifth verse. It's in beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, into virtue to knowledge. See, there too again, we have our part to play. The things of God don't automatically happen. And if you ain't been experienced the abundant life that Jesus paid for, you need to be trying to get in God's word, seek out, or even ask Holy Spirit, what is I'm lacking here? I'm missing something here. Why I'm not experienced. I remember I went through that when I was having my migraine headache. Okay, God, you said in your word, it's your will for healing. And one of the mothers of the church helped me out. And I had to begin to believe God, but first I found out where it was coming from. The Bible said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And y'all, I'm telling you, in 2024, I don't know what 2023 were for, but I do know that some was not experienced of seeing the manifestation that God promised you. Well, in 2024, you ought to be seeking out, inquiring of God, getting in this word, because God is not a man that he shall lie. Well, I got to stop, but I'm telling you, this is what we do. We want to work on this. What is it? What is hindering me? Why I'm not experiencing everything? Why I'm not experiencing this abundant life? Don't let the enemy make you believe. And like I said, so many people every year, they get a word, God's going to do this. And a lot of times they ain't seen the manifestation because, first of all, it's conditioned. Second of all, you got to be diligent and consistent in what God done told you to do. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for your word today. Father, the scripture that you had me to share, as we go off the air, I pray, God, that you will bring more enlightenment, understanding, and revelation to the ones that will meditate and go back and read these words. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, this was Apostle Willie Ann Miller I pray that we're going to continue with this. We're going to continue with this on Monday if the Lord will, because in 2024, what we didn't experience in 2023, we want to experience it in 2024. But as I say, we're going to search out these scriptures, and through these scriptures, you're going to find out maybe where you've been missing it. Again, this is Apostle Willie M. Miller. Enjoy the rest of your evening.